You are here to talk about the Creative District, aren't you?
I am, yeah. This is something that's been going on for a couple years. It took quite a bit of time, and just a real brief background, the unicameral set aside some money with the Nebraska Arts Council for creative districts in Nebraska. And they were thinking maybe we'd get 15 or so, and I think we're over 30 now and headed to 45, so it's really taken off. And it's really cool because it's a way to bring the community together. That's where the Third Thursdays, that's part of where the Third Thursdays events came from. And by the way, those are going to be starting the third mm-hmm. Thursday in May, and May, June, July, August, September, and October. So that'll be a lot of fun. And this will be the second full year that we do the third Thursday. So as those get closer, we'll be talking about those and really encourage the community to come out. There's a lot of free events. It's mainly just a way to get the community to come together. Mm-hmm. So that's the goal. And because when you're, you know, when you're separate from each other and you're in your own little, I mean, we all like our privacy and stuff, but I don't know, it gets a little, isolated, and mm-hmm. then thoughts get isolated. So if you can bring community together, we can hang out and do things together. So that's the purpose.
You got a great committee. It's not just you. You got some other folks on this committee too,
for
don't
sure.
you?
Yeah, right now, so we're part of the McCook Arts Council. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate the McCook Arts Council taking us on. We needed a nonprofit, a 501c3 entity to do that. And so they took on kind of a monster with this creative district, but I really appreciate that board. And then the core committee is Carrie Steele and Rhonda Graff and Paula Sandberg and me. And we're working on expanding that. And so, yeah, lots of projects going on. I'm going to tell you about two things that we're doing coming up real quick here. So one is just a fun event. Last year for Buffalo Commons Storytelling Festival, the main storyteller was Paul Strickland. And this is a dude that he plays the guitar a little bit, tells stories. And what I loved about him, Rich, he is, I call him like a Disney or a Pixar movie. Because you know how as parents, we watch those movies with our kids. And, you know, Toy Story or any of those shows. And our kids are just laughing at the antics that are happening. And we are too. But as parents, we see a deeper meaning in every story, or there's a moral to the story or whatever. So that's how Paul Strickland is. I was so intrigued with him last year with Buffalo Commons. It actually caught me. What actually happened was we saw him on Friday night, and I thought, you know, it was fun. It was a great show. Saturday morning, I woke up with kind of a aha moment, just like, holy fright, there was a whole nother deep layer under there. And so I started researching him a little more, and I talked to him, and he just kind of laughed and thanked me for noticing. But he is going to be playing. I've been following him, and he's going to be playing at the Downs, Kansas Storytelling Festival. It's about a week from now. And so we called him up and said, hey, you're going to be pretty close, mm-hmm. Relatively close. And so could you stop at McCook? And so he's going to. So this is going to be an event sponsored by the McCook Creative District. And thank you to the generosity of a lot of just people who have donated to the Creative District, the McCook Community Foundation Fund, Graff Charitable, Nebraska Arts Council. There's lots of people that support this. And so this is an opportunity to come to a free event in downtown McCook. It's going to be at the Poor Farm building, which is, it's the door, it's the old Curves building, right next to the Fox Theater to the north. So come there, and the way we're doing it, the show is at 7 o'clock, and it'll be about an hour, no longer, but we're going to do a optional potluck dinner at 6 o'clock. So if you want to come to the potluck dinner, come and we'll have plates and water and serving utensils and eating utensils. You just bring something to eat. Rich, you could bring a bag of chips and whatever other specialties that you have. And then just come and join in the potluck if you want. And then we'll enjoy the show at 7 o'clock. And if you want to just come for the show, that's fine. It's really all age appropriate for sure. I think that older kids would get it better, but it certainly is good for all ages. So it's a free event. We want you to come out. If you're hearing this, tell your friends, come down. And this is kind of a prelude to the third Thursdays that'll be starting in May, even though it's on Wednesday and it's on the 23rd. It's on April 23rd, a Wednesday. And 6 o'clock for the potluck and 7 o'clock for the show. It'd be done by 8 o'clock and be a lot of fun. So come on out.
So Paul's been here before for Buffalo Comedy Show. Hey, and he's got, I'm sure, a ton of material that you have never heard for.
Oh, before. Yeah, for sure. And you can look him up on the internet. And I just, you know, this is a real catch for us. I feel like, you know, sometimes things just work out where we snag somebody who's traveling through. And that's how we used to do it a lot of times with Live at the Beer Rock also. So anyway, free show, free. So come on out and enjoy that. And I also want to tell you about another project we're working on. The Creative District got a grant from the state of Nebraska for planning what a creative district looks like. And so we're working with an architect, Allie Pointer. They're the ones that did the Norris Alley project and designed that. So we're working with them and trying to figure out, you know, if you traveled to different places, to Lincoln or Denver or even Grand Island and different places, and you walk into an area of the town and you go, wow, this just feels good. It feels fun. It feels inviting. It feels artsy. What's a creative district? What is it? And so we are going to have listening sessions. We did this before. When we were first starting the Creative District, we had 6 sessions, I believe, and we're going to do more sessions coming up the first week of May, the May 1st and 2nd. And it's open to the public, and really, this is your opportunity to come and talk with the architects, and they'll lead a little discussion. I think each one is, I think, 90 minutes, an hour and a half. And so we'll do it several times so you can find a time that works for you. So we'll let you know more about those times as they get close. But May 1st and 2nd, if you have any interest in the future of McCook and the downtown area, which is where the Creative District is, on the Norris Avenue area, if you have some interest on what that should look like in the future, Come tell us. Come help us. This is your opportunity to show us what you think.
What would you say the date on that was?
It's May 1st and 2nd.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll have like a morning, noon, evening, and morning session, that kind of thing. So I'll get more information to you on those specific times. And you could go to the Creative District Facebook page and message us, and we'll put the information up on there, but you know, we'll probably have some snacks or something. So, and we want to make sure each session can only hold a certain number of people. So we want to make sure we know who's coming. But again, that's and when people want to say, "Hey, how come I didn't know about that?" Well, we're trying to let you know about it so that you can be a part of this. This is 'cause I think the next things will be, I don't know. We're dreaming right now. So does that mean more murals? Does that mean we plant trees? Does that mean we have QR codes around that tell about the Fox Theater and the Carnegie Museum and things like that? So there's lots of that's what we're doing. We're dreaming. So what should McCook look like downtown? come help us figure that out.
All right. Got a lot of things going this spring and into the summertime, too, don't you?
Yeah, it's really fun, Rich. Just so many cool things going on. And I want to thank all the people that have supported the Creative District. We have certainly have some partners, like with the city's been very helpful. Linda Taylor and Nate and the gang over there, Tara, and then with the hospital and the EDC, the Community Foundation. They're just Graf Charitable. There's just been some very generous people, along with a lot of citizens that have helped out with Third Thursdays and all these businesses that are hosting. There's a different business hosting each Third Thursday. So hats off to everybody for pulling together and doing something really fun for McCook.
All right. Next Wednesday, 1 week from today.
1 week from today.
Yeah. Yep. Paul Strickland.
Yep, Paul Strickland, come on down. Well, you can go to the Facebook page for the McCook Creative District and go there and find out the details and just show up. With no reservations, no tickets, just show up.
And the events that you're doing, Buffalo Commons is right around the corner.
Yeah.
You know, I know I'm waiting for Mary Doolin and Sharon Bowling to walk through that door one of these days here pretty soon when they get all the information and finding out who all the storytellers. That's always a pretty special weekend.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And also, I do know that Zoe Lewis and the Rubber Band are coming with Roxanne Layton, who plays with Mannheim Steamroller, and they're coming back. And they've been here before, and they were very they're just so energetic and so engaging for all ages again. And so I'm really excited for Buffalo Commons this year.
You bet. Along with what the Chamber's doing, the events going on, it's going to be a busy hopping summer around here.
Man, I was just checking out this bike ride that's coming through. Oh,
yeah, and Rhonda's talked to us about that, yeah.
Yeah, the bike ride and then the Bash on the Bricks and the Wagner's car show all going on at the same time. So, I mean, there is some really fun and cool stuff going on in McCook, and a lot of it is free because of some very generous sponsors.
You bet. Hit the Facebook page, Creative District Facebook page. You're going to keep on posting stuff throughout the next couple of weeks here.
We will keep doing that. And, hey, I also want to I'll give another shout-out to the McCook Arts Council because that event we just spoke about with the bike riders coming through and the car show and Bash on the Bricks, they're going to have a couple bands. Mm-hmm. And the Arts Council last night voted to help sponsor one of the bands. So, again, free music. There's just some cool stuff going on in McCook, Nebraska.